you for downloading the podcast. On the last show, I talked about that Big Grams album and Paula Deen being on Dancing with the Stars. You can check that out on the last show. On this show, however, I get on some weird diatribe about the podcast and playlists and Seattle competition, which I'm going to be in. I also end up talking about Louisville players having sex with women. Supposedly, it was set up in the first place. And I talk about Steve Harvey. I talk about Michigan losing. It's a long show. It gets me nervous. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thanks for your time. It's the Last Show Podcast. It's called The Last Show because this may be it. Jump back.
Yeah. Halloween. Taliban. Yeah.
Welcome to the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for downloading the show and checking it out. That's Jumpman Drake Future album in the background. And that's a good place for the launching off of this podcast. I've been listening to the album. The album is actually pretty dope. By the way, if you want to contact the show, check me out on Twitter at Courtney Shane or contact comedicpros@gmail.com if you want to email. The thing about that song is it reminds me of something. Number one, album has some good beats, pretty dope. Raps is whatever. I still don't understand what Future's talking about. I have no idea what he's gargling in his mouth. I don't even know if I'm supposed to know what he's talking about. It may be some like covert Illuminati types of Ulama. What is a Illuminati? Illuminati. It must be a union of llamas that do nothing but spit on people. I think llamas spit on you. I'm not sure if llamas spit. I guess everything spit, you know? Everything spits. I don't think you have to be a particular person or animal. I think every animal has the ability to spit, you know? Even like fungus. I'm sure fungus probably spits. Grasshoppers, they'll spit all over you, man. You got to watch out for grasshoppers. I ain't seen a grasshopper in a minute, though. I live in Seattle, by the way. For everybody new to the podcast, I guess I should do a formal intro. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm a comedian. I'm based out of Seattle, Washington. And they don't have grasshoppers. At least I haven't seen any. I don't know if they do or don't. I don't go in the wilderness like that, you know? If it happens to come across me, sure. When I lived in Ohio, though, I remember they had big grasshoppers, and they would fly, and they had wings, just the whole thing. It was like the ones you see in the encyclopedia or on the internet, you know, if you don't have an encyclopedia set because you've upgraded your life since 1993. However, I digress. So now the song's already off, but Jumpman, dope album, Future Drake album, What a Time to Be Alive is the name of the album. The album's pretty dope. It got some good beats on it, some good rhymes, but mainly the beats. It's just a dope album. However, I started the podcast with that album because I wanted to talk about that. And I have finally put together the podcast. I finally put together the playlist, a second playlist that's public. You can go on, check me out on Spotify. Also, I send it out on my Twitter and on my Facebook page. You can see the playlist of the songs played on this cheer podcast by popular demand. I have people ask me about it. Yo, hit me up with that playlist. What's that song? What's this song? And, you know, I announce it at every show, but you may not know. Plus, you may not be hip to this. Sometimes, you know, I got to hit people with that knowledge. So you can check me out on Spotify. It's a public playlist. It's, I think it's Courtney's Last Show Podcast playlist. I got real creative. So you can check it out there. Also, the playlist that I will be using for the competition, Seattle competition, is on that. And Jumpman is on that playlist, which is why I led the show with that. For you guys that don't know, Seattle Comedy Competition, the lineup, the rosters, everything has been formally announced. And I will be participating as a comedian. And I think this is the 36th Seattle competition. And they say Seattle competition, but it's not really Seattle competition. It's really like Northwest competition. Like sometimes you got to go to Oregon. Somebody told me they're going to be in Vancouver, BC, which I'm not really going. I didn't see it on my schedule. Maybe it's on another schedule. I honestly, I didn't even see a schedule. I don't know where exactly. I just know where I have to be the first day. And then after that, tell me what I have to be the next day. I'm not going to get consumed by the minutiae of Seattle competition. But somebody told me they're going to be on Vancouver, BC, which is probably not true. I know they did an audition there. I find it hard to believe, though, because like in Vancouver, in order to get there, first of all, you need a passport. Second of all, you couldn't have had a DUI, which eliminates 100% of the comics I know. Couldn't have had, in the last 5 years, like you couldn't have had a DUI. Like Canada, they don't play. I had a buddy from Canada told me, like, if you're at the club and like you're not feeling well or you're drunk, you can call the police and the police will give you a ride home. I'm not sure I would do that. You know, I like you call 911. Hey, I'm drunk. Give me a ride home. I feel like they'd wait for you to put the key in the ignition, then take you to the home they want to take you to, the clinker. Clink, clink. Do they call it the clinker or the clank? Lockup, lockdown. I don't know what they call it, but that's where they'll take you. However, somebody told me they're going to be in Vancouver. I don't know if I'm buying it, but it's a Northwest competition. Go down to Oregon. So it's not, there's like two shows in Seattle, but they call it Seattle competition because that's all people know about the West Coast. That's it. I didn't grow up over here. I don't know. I still don't know any of the cities. If I haven't physically been there, I don't know all the cities. It's not like, you know, on the East Coast where somebody could say, Charlestown. Yeah, that's somewhere in South Carolina. Charleston. I don't know what it's called. Charlestown. I don't know. This is a ridiculous open. All I wanted to say is that I have a public playlist. This is 9 minutes in with this gibberish. All I want to say is you can check out the public playlist on Spotify. I'm going to send it out on my Twitter account. And a lot of people, you know, they give you updates as competitions go on or festivals. I don't do that kind of thing, especially when there's like money on the line. When there's money on the line, I need to be focused on getting my money. I can't be out here giving y'all updates on what did this night, what did work, what didn't work. Plus, if I so happen to lose, you know, I don't want to have to keep up the facade and make a formal announcement of how awful I was and why I lost, which is why I don't get into that game. At the end, if I win, y'all will find out, and if I don't, y'all won't. However, I thought a cool thing to do is, like, you know, before you go on stage or before you do something big, you know, everybody's, they have on headphones. I mean, I know I do. I've had on headphones from the first time, like, I started. I had on headphones. And I always have on headphones. I'm listening to something. Usually I'm listening to podcasts. But before shows, there's specific songs I listen to. And usually it's just what hot. Something that'll get me hype. You know, like I love, you know, Outkast and, you know, I like A Tribe Called Quest, John Mayer, I like Coldplay, but that don't get me hype. You know what I mean? You can't really get hype to The Scientist by Coldplay. Like I'm probably going to bomb that. Like that just ain't getting me hype like that. You know, I love the artist storytelling by Outkast, but it don't get you hype the way Rick Ross 9/11 does. You know what I mean? It don't get you hype. So I made the playlist I'm going to use during the competition public, and it's on Spotify. You can download that too, and I'll be updating it all the time. So Jumpman is on that playlist. 9 minutes in, I finally get to the reason I opened the show with that. Jumpman's on that playlist. Digital Dash is on that playlist. Big Rings is on that playlist. Rick Ross, War Ready's on that playlist. Got a lot of stuff on the playlist. I think I got I think Curtis Mayfield may be on the playlist. It's not all new songs. No. There's another song that's on. Big Graham's on the playlist. So you can go check it out on Spotify. I'll be sending it out on Twitter later on. I gotta figure out a way to post it on my website. I keep saying I'm gonna post on the website, and I go to post, and then I forget to post, and then, oh my god, I don't know how to post, and then, you know, I move on to the next day, you know, and then it's done. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to invest because I'm not making any money for doing this. So you get it when you get it. Speaking of get it when you get it, the last couple weeks, something weird's been happening with the posting of the podcast, and I've heard about it. I've heard about it, and people have told me about it, and I've seen it on my end too. Like, I thought, because I record this podcast in one forum, then I update it to my blog site, which I use as like a weird storage space. And then it auto posts to my website, and it auto posts to iTunes and Stitcher and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know what's been going on. And I think it maybe is the file I use to put it on the internet. I think it's something where the dates got mixed up, because whenever I posted it, it showed the right date. So it showed like October, you know, whatever, 13th or whatever last week was. And then when I went on my website and I finally looked, it said like it was posted on like May of 2015. So I think it's like back posting it, so you're not getting it new. But when I go on iTunes, it looks fine. But then there's no stats for any of those podcasts, which lets me know like somehow in some system it's not registering everywhere. So I'm going to try to rectify that. But in the meantime, you have to search for the last two episodes individually. But I've been sending them out as well. So hopefully that, you know, will be rectified soon. Hopefully this one I get it right. But like I said, dude, I'm going to try it once and then I'm going to move on, because I'm not getting paid for this. You got to search it out. Just follow me. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook or whatever. We can be friends. Friends. All right. So let's get into the show. The first thing I wanted to get into is Michigan lost this week. So if you're not familiar, you know, with college football, in Michigan and Ohio State, they play in the same conference, you know? So it's a rivalry. I mean, it's supposed to be a rivalry. Like, Michigan's been good about 5 years of my life. But I heard it was a great rivalry once upon a time. So Michigan lost this week on probably one of the most hilarious plays I've ever seen. Like, the game is over. Michigan's up by 2, I think. And there's like 10 seconds left. And they have the ball. And all they got to do is punt the ball and make a tackle. Then they hike the ball. Punter, ball slips out of his hand. And he's a rugby-style punter. So what rugby-style punter means is like they run all goofy before they hit the ball. Like, you ever seen rugby? And all the people out there, they look concussed. And like inexplicably, like somebody will just kick a ball. Like, that's part of the game. Like, they can just kick, throw, punt. They can do whatever they want to at any point in time. Like, at any point in time, they can say, bring out the field goal unit. But they don't actually bring out the field goal unit. They just kick it from wherever they are on the field. And then a dude by the end zone, it points his fingers straight. And that means the field goal is good. Like, I don't know if I'm probably telling you what you already know. But at any point in time, you can just kick it. So these rugby-style kickers happen to be very good kickers. So now a lot of people are starting to do rugby-style punts, where you just run and to the side and you just kick it randomly. And that's a punt, you know? And it helps wear time off the clock. A normal punt, you just catch it, punt, and the clock would stop whenever they catch the ball, if it's a fair catch. But if you rugby punt, you can run for 10, 15 seconds and then just punt it. And you can just punt it out of bounds. You can just start running if you want to. Basically, football's become a version of rugby, but just the good parts. You know what I mean? Like, they're still, you know, wearing like helmets and padding, you know, like rugby. Dudes go out there with a skull cap and just start tackling people, which I don't feel like is enough equipment. Regardless, Michigan lost because they had a rugby-style punter. He catches the ball. He starts doing the running motion thing, and then the ball slips out of his hand. Then it looks like he tries to backwards kick the ball, but then he panicked, and he threw the ball. And Michigan State ends up picking up the ball, running it in for a touchdown. Boom. Game over. Michigan lost. Michigan lost. And there was all this hype behind Michigan. And Michigan is back because they got Jim Harbaugh. Old crazy khaki-wearing old Jim Harbaugh was going to come and he was going to wreck the Big Ten. And they were going to beat Ohio State. I heard somebody say this last week. It's preposterous. And I'm an Ohio State fan, by the way. You know, and I'm not unabashed about it. But I'm realistic. I'm not delusional. I'm not delusional. I'm realistic. Which is why I know Michigan had no shot. Regardless, I heard people say, I think it was Pat Forty last week. Oh, well, if Michigan and Ohio State played today, who'd you pick? I'd have to pick Michigan, you know? And now, you know, look at that egg on your face, you know? But the egg is on their face because Michigan, first of all, wasn't that good in the first place. Like, newsflash, Michigan State's not that good either. Like Ohio State happens to be the best team out of all of those teams. And yes, I'm a fan, but I'm realistic. The same people that say, oh, well, Ohio State's struggling. They're struggling to beat Penn State. Dude, they struggled last year. And they still beat all those teams. They struggled. Do I think they were the best team last year? At the end of the season, yes. But midway through the season, I didn't know how they were going to win games. They were barely winning last year. The fact that they actually can beat teams by more than one touchdown is kind of impressive. I'm shocked, you know? So that's the thing. But now the Michigan facade is gone, and it angers me, even though I'm not supposed to like Michigan. Why? Because I wanted to do that to them. Not me, someone else's kids who's 21 years old and has no other options. I wanted him to do that to him for me. I wanted to have that. I wanted to have the panic rugby punter running backwards, throwing the ball to the other team while I ran a touchdown. I wanted to be the guy that got to celebrate today. Me. Now they've lost, and then by the time they get to Ohio State, they'll probably lose again. Then they'll have three losses, and then it won't be a big deal when Ohio State gives them that meat. I wanted to be the guy rejoicing. Me. I wanted to be happy. I wanted to send out the Instagram messages during halftime where I said, it's too easy. I wanted to be that guy. Now, because old Michigan State, I'm not going to have that glory. On the bright side, Michigan State is undefeated. And who does Michigan State get to play? Ohio State. So then that means we, not me, somebody else's 20-year-old, 1-year-old kid with no options, we get to beat them. So that should be fun. Yeah, that was my takeaway from the big Michigan-Michigan State tilt that ended on one of the craziest plays I've ever seen. I've actually never saw that before. Like, never. Like, even when the punter slips and can't get, they at least get the punt off of, like, 10 yards. Like, any type of punt would have got it done. Like, he could have just threw it downfield and it'd been incomplete. And then they would just, you know, give them the ball. But there would have been no time on it. Like, anything but what he did, he could have just fell to the ground and then just took a sack. And the game would have been over. Like, he did the absolute worst thing. And I heard the punter's getting death threats now, which I find to be odd and weird. Like, aren't we past the death threat portion of evolution? We still doing death threats? Like, I mean, honestly, over the course of time, the death threat, we haven't progressed to something else. The anonymous Twitter death threat. I'm gonna kill you. Why? Because you dropped the punt. You kidding me? The death threat. We're still doing that. In 2015, the death threat. Like, if Jackie Robinson was here now, he'd be like, huh, they used to do that when I was alive too. Like, still doing the death threat. It's ridiculous, preposterous. Especially over some rugby punter dude. He didn't expect to be in that situation. He panicked. He's 21 years old. And you're happy because he didn't make you feel good. Man. Should pay him, maybe. That'd be nice. All right. So the other thing is, we're moving on to the next story, by the way. That's the way I transition sometimes. You know, I'm not getting paid for this. So then there was this other story that I think I want to start the show with this. So if I start the show with this story, you'll be hearing me say, hey, and I want to start the show off with this. So there's this scandal, I guess, at Louisville. I don't know. I think they're supposed to be investigating it. Maybe they are or aren't investigating it. But there's a scandal where allegedly there was prostitutes or not prostitutes or strippers or whatever. There was women that were basically hired or paid or put in position to have sex with the basketball recruits. And in order to like woo the guy to come to their campus, you know? Like, I don't know if you know, but like universities have groups, whether it's a sorority or girls, women, men, whatever it is, they have it on and popping whenever they have a big recruit coming in. So they'll schedule the recruits. So like Michigan, Ohio State will have all the recruits come in when they play Michigan or Michigan State, a big game, and they'll put your name on a teleprompter, and then they'll put your face, and then your face on the teleprompter. There'll be like 15 women around you smiling that you have no clue who they are. They just happen to show up that day and they're trying to woo you. Like, I don't even know why I'm explaining this process, dude. You ever seen He Got Game? That's how it is. So apparently there's a woman, I don't even know what her name is, but I saw it on Twitter, and I haven't listened to any radio shows yet today. And I didn't do it on purpose because I don't want somebody saying, oh, you stole that take from Mike and Mike. How dare you? I'd never steal from Mike and Mike. Are you kidding me? So she's coming out with a book, I guess, about, you know, her and supposed to be getting paid. And I heard it was like a mother and a daughter or something, but somehow they had sex with some recruits. And this, I guess, is a scandal at Louisville, of all places. Louisville, a team coached by Rick Pitino. Now, I don't know if you know about Rick Pitino, but all you need to know is my man had sex on a table in an Italian restaurant once upon a time and had to do a press conference about the said sexual incident, and the school still let him come back. Rick Pitino, the same college that had your boy at Arkansas. That was with the college woman and got in a motorcycle accident, and now he had on a neck brace. Now I gotta get his name. It bothers me. This is what we're talking about here. Wouldn't Bob Huggins at a frat party of some sort, you know, got hammered? Now I'm typing in neck brace, Arkansas. This is great podcast radio slash iTunes download value of your time. Motorcycle. Neck brace, Arkansas motorcycle. Oh, there it is. Him in that neck brace. Bobby Petrino, man. This is the same thing. Like, this is just part of the process. It doesn't make it right. I guess it's good that maybe, but who doesn't know this? Who doesn't know that when people go on recruiting trips, they try to set up scenarios to make, you know, you feel like you want to come there? Like, them women don't want you. I mean, please. This is a one-time event. And the idea that they would have sex, that's something else. I don't know nothing about that because, look, I don't go to school there. I don't know about that. But the idea that this is some kind of scandal. Nah, dude, not really. It's just the way the game goes. They don't have a rule against it. It's just the way the game goes. It's how it is. It's like, you know, if there's, I've had this before, crazy enough. I had it before where like comics will come in and be like, hey, what are we going to do today? Or, hey, what are you doing Saturday? I'm like, oh, I'm going to do the show. Oh, no, what are you doing before the show? I'm not hanging out with you. I mean, come on, dude. That's not part of my job. But there's certain clubs where comics will go to, and they'll have people, and they'll pick them up, and they'll take them to the movies. And then after the movies, they'll take them to lunch. And then after the show, they'll have a club set up, and then they'll have VIP, and they'll have bottles, and there'll be women at the club. It's like, hey, anonymous comedian from some Comedy Central show will be here. I'll pay you $50 if you just hang out in the green room. And this happens. And this is part of the package. It's just the way it goes, you know? So it's not really a revolution. And there was no allegations of misconduct. There's no allegations of abuse or anything like that. So it's just the way the game goes. I know it's juicy, I get, and it sounds good. So, I mean, of course it's going to be on TV. But to be astonished by this, I mean, where have you been living? I mean, honestly, what do you think? These kids are just getting paid in scholarships? Nah, dog, this is big business, man. Big ranks. So, I don't even know what the takes are going to be on the other radio shows. And I don't know anything about the woman personally. I'm just not shocked by the idea that somebody 18 may go on a college trip and may possibly be looking for booze and women. Just doesn't shock me. Especially when your coach has sex on a coffee table in an Italian restaurant. That definitely doesn't surprise me. So, we move on. I had a revelation the other day. I was walking past the television, and it was like one of those televisions that's like, they're like in stores, you know, like they're selling TV, and so they put on random channels. So like, I don't have cable anymore. So like the random free channels I have, sometimes they don't come in great. And I've gotten so conditioned to like no TV, you know, I just put on a video, or, you know, I just put on a video game. If I'm not playing a video game, I'll listen to ESPN Highlight. If I'm not doing that, I'll just listen to a podcast or listen to music. Like, I'm so conditioned to not watch TV that you know, one thing I do like, I like watching the news sometimes, which makes me feel very old, because I remember when, like, my grandmother watched the news. I'm like, how is she watching this? The news. It's relaxing. And it makes you feel like you're doing life a lot better than a lot of other people that are getting caught in crime. That's what the news is for. However, I was going past the TV, and Steve Harvey has a television show. Now, I knew Steve Harvey had a show, but, like, on the show, I didn't hear the volume, but I could see they panned on it. Nothing but women in the audience. Like Steve Harvey's like Black Dr. Phil now. Like, I don't know how he carved out this space, and I'm jealous. This dude is just a comedian. Like, I'm a comedian. Like, the next guy's, he's just a comedian. He don't have credentials. They call him Dr. Phil. I assume the doctor means something. I don't know, unless it's like Dr. J. I don't know. Dr. Phil may not be a doctor. I mean, I have no clue. Dr. Phil was probably a shoe salesman before he got in what does he do? Psychology? But Steve Harvey is just a comedian. All these women are there. He's giving marital advice. I did see one Steve Harvey show when the dude was like, he didn't want to dress or something like that. Him and his woman's on the thing, and he was like looking for dress shoes. And like Steve Harvey went to the store for the dude and bought him like 10 pair of dress shoes and had him like try on dress. Like, this was the episode. The episode was trying on Stacey Adams for 15 minutes. And then finally, Steve Harvey was like, hey, you're going to have to grow up. And this is Steve Harvey telling you this. An expert on relationship. Dude's been married like 3 times, man. Do people not do their research? I'm not bashing him. I'm glad he's on that corner. Like, when did he get the advice corner? Like, is there just a vacuum of space empty because Oprah's gone? And then they put on that other woman show that's not good? Meredith Vieira? Doesn't she? Is it Meredith? I'm trying to act like I don't know her name. I watch the show every day. And she did. Meredith. I remember one time I watched the show, and she had the dudes on that did some horrible. I don't even know. Anyways, when did Steve Harvey get this corner, man? He's just a comic. What does he know about advice? Marital advice. Steve Harvey. So going. Somebody told me, oh, Steve Harvey got that show because, you know, he's on the Family Feud. The hell? What? The Family Feud? Remember that one host before Steve Harvey? He used to always wear black and he had that big head. He had like an OJ Simpson size head. Where is he at? He hosted the Family Feud. Whatever. Wasn't Richard Dawson? Didn't he host it? That's a dude that used to kiss women on the mouth. What is he at? Hey, Richard Dawson, if he's still with us. I apologize. But where is he at? When did Steve Harvey get this corner? I want to know. It's a weird corner to live on, especially as a comedian. Like, honestly. Like, you know who else tried it? Jerry Seinfeld. Remember they used to have this television show. It was called Marriage Wars or something like that. But somehow it was like Jerry Seinfeld and it was married people. And they give this show, and then there was advice, the whole thing. And it didn't work. Jerry Seinfeld out here picking up comics in cars getting coffee. Why? Because you're a comedian, dog. What are you trying to give me marital relationship advice for? You're Steve Harvey. Stop the foolishness. Steve Harvey should be the guy picking you up on the recruiting trip, trying to get you some women. That's the comic he is, man. Stop the foolishness, man. So, that's going to be the show. I talked way too much about the idea of having a playlist on the podcast and the podcast not being right. I think there was something else I wanted to get to. Nah, I'll get to it next week. We'll do the NBA preview next week. I'm not even going to do an NBA preview. It's going to be me talking about the NBA randomly. I also had another story, but I didn't get to that one either. Regardless, the goal of this show is just to let you know. I'll be in the Seattle Comedy Competition, and I got a lot of stuff coming up. Matter of fact, let's wrap up. We'll talk about it during the wrap up. I'll be in the Seattle Comedy Competition. I am struggling. I'll be in the competition, and you can check out, I guess, the schedule. I think they got a website, seattlecomedycompetition.org. I don't know why they got a .org site. Because ain't that supposed to mean you're doing something positive? Ain't you got a bunch of people drunk that can't get across the Canadian border. What do you got a .org for? Huh? Trying to sell me a Kirby vacuum? Get out of here. You can check that out there. Also, this weekend, I will be performing at Tacoma Comedy Club. That's in Tacoma, Washington. And that's Thursday through Friday, or Friday through Sunday. You can check me out there. It's also on my website and my monthly show, Stand Up Style Comedy Showcase, November 1st, the next show. I'm headlining. I'm closing out the show. Definitely come out. Check it out. In the meantime, I'm going to try to fix the podcast errors. Make sure, you know, hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at Courtney Shane. You can email the show. Contact comedicpros at gmail.com. And I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening.
It was a good game. Both teams play hard. Both teams play hard, my man. Both teams play hard. Both teams play hard. God bless and good night.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Toodaloo.